Okay, Class 3E here at Turney School, and we're just tidying up, just finishing our food tech session, of which the pupils have made something, I think, pretty ambitious. I've got an expert young chef to tell us about it. So, madam, your name, please?
Naikiba.
So, Naikiba, brilliant. So, I think the first question we need to ask, what have you been preparing and cooking today?
Well, it's called mazaka, a Greece recipe. And the ingredients is
mince,
onions.
What did you chop up for the layer as well? Which vegetable goes on top? Starts with a P.
Potato.
And this really strange vegetable that aubergine. We came across. Aubergines, yeah. Have you tried aubergines before?
No, I've cut them up, but I never tasted.
Yeah, and we're going to hopefully sample it a bit later on. Not an everyday ingredient. They've got a bit of a strange taste to them. So, moussaka, it's a very tricky thing, Naikiba, to actually make. Can you tell us, from start to finish, what did you have to do first, please?
Well, the first thing we had to do is put on our apron and wash our hand.
Why is that? It's always really important to any school. Why do you wash your hands first?
Because you might have germs, and if you're wearing any watches or anything, you have to take it off because you don't want to get it infected with the food. And if you have a cut, it's good to wear a plaster, a blue bandage, to know if it's a light one, you might not recognize it and it might fall in the plate of food that you're cooking. So it's good to have a blue bandage so people can see that you have a cut.
Okay, so we had aprons on, hands are being washed. And then how did you start your food preparation, please?
Then we had to get a board and a knife. Some children had to have iron knives and some had to have sharp knives. It depends on how good are you with knives. And the first thing that we started with is onions. We chopped them up in small cubes and then we took a pan, put it on the on top of the stove, and then inside the pot it had mince, it had then we had to throw the onions on the mince and the
We're also thinking very carefully at Turney School about how we can be even more safer in the kitchen. So you mentioned using the hobs. What would some of your tips be, some advice to stay safe using this equipment?
Don't touch the knob. And I would say be careful when you're, if you have a wooden spoon and you're mixing it, because if you mix it too fast, it might splash on you, you might burn yourself. And finally, don't be scared of it or frightened or anything like that, because you might hurt yourself, so maybe you might be panicking. It's best to be calm when you're cooking because you want to be concentrating what you're doing.
What a wonderful tip. Yes, I don't really panic in the kitchen. So this moussaka, we've got all these ingredients chopped up. We've started to cook them. What I think is a bit unique about it are the layers. So tell me, please, Naikiba, a bit about the layers. How do we have layers in moussaka?
Well, the first thing you do, you need to get a big bowl because you want it to all fit in, all them lovely ingredients. And you first thing you put the mince, and then you get the, you chop up the potatoes, but you have to chop them very thin, and then you put them on top, and then layer the mince again, and then the potatoes again, and then finally you get cheese, flour, egg, and
butter,
and you mix that in a separate pot to make it creamy, and then you get a little bit and you pour it over the top and you put it in the oven. And I'm not sure what the right timing is, but I know the next thing is you put it in the oven.
Yeah, and that's what we're about to find out. We're probably almost out of time here, but we'll be cooking away with these moussakas, and we're going to head back now into the Turney School food tech area and see what the moussakas look like.
It's been nice talking to you.
Yeah, well, you've explained it all perfectly. We've been learning. It's something which I wasn't familiar with. And your ideas about food safety, I think, were perfect, Naikiba. So we don't panic. We stay nice and relaxed. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.